Hello?
Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm with Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinion really matters to us. Are you a registered voter in Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much for giving us the time, okay? We really appreciate this. Next question. What year were you born?
Well, 2005.
2005 you were born?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino origin?
Latino.
Yes.
Trump, 24, 25. Trump.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Hold on. I have a few more questions.
Yes, sir.
Are you working right now or what's
going
on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me like two minutes. Okay, give me 2 minutes. I'm gonna hurry up. What is the highest level of school you have completed, sir?
Oh, high school.
High school. Okay, and no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues that you care about? On a scale from 0 to 10, what number would you give your vote, thinking about power? Okay. How much power you think your vote has?
Man, this time is 10.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Thinking about the direction which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied about the way the country is headed?
Yeah, it's got 50-50, you know. It's all about...
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. What do you think about Joe Biden from 0 to 10?
Man, Joe Biden, all I can say is a liar, guys.
Okay, so you give him a 0? A 0?
Okay.
A 1?
Okay. Yeah, I can tell probably it's a 7.
Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris, well, I don't know a lot about Kamala Harris, but all I know about Biden is like almost 30 years in the president, man, and they're not doing right. So before, I'm thinking like Democrat. Before, I like Democrat. But
okay,
the way they're doing, I don't like anymore, so I switch it to Republican. I like Donald Trump. I don't like him, but I like the way he thinks. That's all I can say.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Oh, he's been a good guy, man, and all I can say that, yes.
Okay. And have you heard of, what do you think about Senator Raphael Warnock? Or you never heard of him?
Yeah, I heard, but not a lot. Not a lot about him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? And you just said you would vote for Donald Trump, right?
For Donald Trump, sir. Because that's what I'm saying. Like a couple of years ago, I voted for Democrat, for Obama, but he's a liar guy too. And Biden, just he makes stuff like not the right way. So I switch to Republican now. So
okay.
I'm
going
to vote for Donald Trump.
Okay.
But,
yeah. Thank you, sir. I'm going to read two statements to you, and then you can tell me which do you agree with more, okay? First statement says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes in the issues that are important to my everyday life. Statement two says, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Which of the two?
B.
B, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion? Okay, so I'm going to read the three statements here. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions.
I gotta go because I have one customer right here with me, so I have to.
Okay, sir. All right. Thank you so much for your time. Okay.
All right.